What we know, violent attacks are never acceptable, and gun violence leaves a deep scar on the communities. So, that's just going to be rolled into the talking points going forward. That, hey, this guy in a country that was not supposed to have firearms, the man died by a firearm, which I find very strange. In that it would be used in that part. Of course, now it's going to be even harder to get what pieces of pipes, block of wood. Very interesting in that regard. But tragic, absolutely tragic. He's 67. You know, my policy, especially if you're gunned down, anybody under the age of 80, I think is a tragedy when they die, especially when this happens. And he seemed like a guy, and I don't know anything about Shinzo, but it seems like he was the kind of politician, very much like in a Trump vein, where at least on the surface, I could eat crow later, and I will if I need to. A man that actually cared about his country. Maybe he did, maybe he didn't. I don't know. It's a tragedy, though, that the man was gunned down in the streets. And everybody kind of just watched it happen. Everybody kind of just stood there and watched it happen. Which is really why you talk to people about, oh, well, if this happens and that happens, you really can't tell people what you're going to do until the situation unfolds. Your fight or flight response. I mean, these are paid security guards. And they didn't do anything. They tried to stop the bullets with a briefcase. Because they were so unprepared for this scenario. And it, really, that's the thing. Nobody on the security detail ran this scenario and said, well, what happens if there's a gun? Because they thought they were safe. The illusion of safety. That's what I'm trying to get at. I know I'm fumbling around here, but it's the illusion of safety. Well, guns are banned. It's kind of that meme, which some of you guys may have seen, but it's the guy who plays Ash from The Evil Dead, and he's in all the Sam Raimi movies. I don't know his name off the top of my head. He has a gun pointed at him, and he's like, you can't point that at me. This is a gun-free zone. And it is that illusion of safety, which is why people say, well, you carry a gun because you're paranoid? Well, I mean, at this point, isn't that the idea that better to be a little more quote-unquote paranoid and prepared than to be staring around and not know what happens, to be shocked by it? Bruce Campbell, thank you. So, I also put another picture in the chat room at crusadechannel.com/chat. You get a better look at the gun. This thing is crazy. But it's not hard to make a firearm. Not hard to make it. Of course, by the way, the the House Democrats have called for semi-automatic rifles to be banned because they're weapons of war. Kind of strange how they all, you know, hang out at the same time. Wait, so are you telling me that Shinzo was a liberal Democrat? I don't care. I don't think that's the reason why he should have gotten shot. I don't think that's a death sentence. So we'll see how that goes. But sad day, you know, any of these kinds of stuff where tragedy and just I talked about this. Speaking of which, I can do this at shop.mikechurch.com. The Fellowship of the Clans video and podcast series are out. Listen to my talk. Now, I'm not just promoting mine. Talking about putting violence out into the world and why you must be careful of putting violence out because it comes back to you in one way or another. And so It's very, you know, listening to my talk about home defense and homeland security in the context of a kingdom, when you look at the events that have been taking place, think about that. Think about, or, you know, go back and listen to my speech, which you can get at shop.mikechurch.com. All right, let's cover a couple other things before the end of this segment. So, I was going to lead off the show with, color me shocked. Twitter may not be bought by Elon Musk. I think this is two for two. Yesterday, I told you that I called years ago that Hispanics would become far-right extremists once they start voting along the traditional lines that their cultures are known for. I also told you way back in the beginning of the summer that the Twitter Messiah, known as Elon Musk, was actually not the Twitter Messiah, and y'all just got to calm down with freaking out about him buying Twitter. Why do I say that? CNBC.com. Twitter slips on report that Musk deal is in jeopardy. Why is it in jeopardy? He got the price he wanted, and they accepted the offer. Why is it now in jeopardy? Let's get this article in a little bit. Shares of Twitter fell about 4%, and that was actually me supposed to be saying, let's look at the article. Shares of Twitter fell about 4% after the market closed on Thursday following a report from the Washington Post that said billionaire Elon Musk's deal to buy the company is in jeopardy. The deal was already in uncertain territory, according to Musk, after he demanded more information on the percentage of spam accounts, but the Post, citing one unnamed source, said Musk's team has stopped engaging in some funding discussions for the $44 billion deal. Musk's team has determined it can't verify Twitter's spam account figures, and now they are prepared to soon make a change in direction, the Post cited. So, once again, Elon Musk comes to the table. Everybody freaks out. By the way, are y'all enjoying your Cybertruck that you're not driving? What did I just say, Justin? I can't read this that quick.
What you were saying about why the Japanese bodyguards were so slow to react.
Oh, okay. Because there were no, this reporter saying, yeah, because they didn't have any idea. And that's just a failure of, and that's one thing I got, I always brag about it because it was the classes I did well in and people think it's weird, but scenario building. That was my best class. I could build scenarios for you on multiple ways an event can go sideways. And I would probably be sitting in that briefing or in that room and say, what about guns? And all the Japanese would probably laugh at me. Ha ha ha, there are no guns in Japan. Okay. So you're not going to plan for that? Nope. Okay. But that's stupid. I mean, it's the crazy thing is, what is it? An ounce of prep is better than an ounce of pound of pain or a pound of it's something like that. An ounce of preparedness is better than a pound of pain or something like some of you know what I'm talking about. Most of you don't, which is pretty much par for the course. But of course they didn't know. I think it was homemade. I think the whole thing was homemade. I mean, a bullet is nothing more than just a projectile. If you think about it, a bullet could be a couple nails, BBs, anything. Doesn't have to be a lot. Because here's the thing. People forget. They always think that the human body has an exoskeleton like RoboCop. Where it's like, oh, well, this won't penetrate. Dude, you got a paper cut last week. An ounce of prevention is better than a pound of cure. Thank you. I guess I got Lady Bellarmine in the chat room upset because I kept messing it up. But yes, the saying is an ounce of prevention versus a pound of cure. And that's the thing about prevention. Well, what are you going to do if somebody does have a firearm in that case? Maybe give the former prime minister level 2 body armor, right? Just like a light one that he can carry. But yeah, a projectile for a homemade gun doesn't have to be a copper case with the primer and all that stuff. It can just be a couple nails. It just has to be shot out of the barrel. The crazy thing is, I'm guessing it wasn't rifled. No, I'm making fun of myself, Lady Barlemagne. Bellarmine. I don't know. I'm an idiot. But since it wasn't a grooved barrel, those things were just kind of firing out, pattern style on a shotgun? Just full spectrum. I wonder who else got hit. But it's not hard to do any of that stuff. It's not hard to do any of that stuff anywhere. In that regard. So putting the gun together, that's probably the harder part, but the actual projectiles, BBs. Think about the stuff that was in the Boston pressure cooker bombs. Those weren't munitions. It was just shrapnel. That's all you're doing is you're looking just to get shrapnel towards your opponent. So, yeah, in that regard. But yes, that was a good point there. Twitter is probably not going to get bought by Elon Musk. He's going to walk away. I told you all he was going to walk away. This was nothing more than a publicity stunt. That's what Elon Musk does. Y'all freaked out and asked him to be your savior. And now this is what you got to do. This is what you got to do with it.